Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, 20th of Adar Rishon, 21st of February. Harav Yaakov Gabay Shlita, the most famous Rashba in Hilchas Shabbos. This week's Torah Way Shiurim have been sponsored by family Shimon Bowden on the first yahrzeit of his late mother, Mrs. Ellen Bowden, Maras Chana Bas Shmuel HaKoyin, Zechreinot Livrocha, whose yahrzeit is on Chof. What? Is on Friday. Chof Dalad Adarish. Well, Adar, Tovshin. Oh, it was Tovshin Pei Aleph, and the other side this week.
Morev Rabbi Sain, Father Tzibur. A few words about a very famous Rashba in Hilchas Shabbos. So, by way of introduction, the subject, obscure subject, called Tzad. Tzad is trapping, hunting. But we're going to see this Rashba has very practical ramifications. And so, small introduction, this Rashba is brought down in the Ran, in the second Shabbos, in the end of Perek Ha'orig, in the 13th Perek. And it's actually not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this Rashba, but Mishnah Berurah mentions it. And we'll see a little bit about this Rashba. So, the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi. An interesting Yerushalmi. I'll read what he says. Yerushalmi is in Perek Ha'orig, Halacha Hey, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Vav of Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Barbun, Shem Rab Chanina, says the following: Hayatzvi Rotz Kedarkoi. You have a deer that's running by itself, and obviously it runs into a house. V'niskaven lin ol badoi. And somebody comes and he locks the door of the house. And he locks the door of the house, closes the door for himself and for the tzvi. So he's doing it to lock the house, and apparently he knows the tzvi is there, apparently. And he closes the door to lock the house and to also keep the tzvi inside. Muta. Yerushalmi says that's allowed. And all the different Rishonim, they try to understand what's going on here. How can it be that you're closing a door with a deer inside your house, something which if you wouldn't do it in order to lock the door. Classic tzad is exactly that. You have the animal in the house, you close the door. That's classic tzad that you chayev. It's one of the lamtes melachas, no doubt about it. Yet Yerushalmi says, Noal niskaven linol badoi, v'noal badoi badatzvi, muta, it's suddenly allowed. It's okay. So the Ran brings, he says, very probably you have to say, the Ramban says the same thing, that you have to say the person wasn't aware that the tzvi was in the house. That the tzvi wasn't there, he didn't know the tzvi was there. The tzvi ran into the house, he walks into the house, doesn't realize there's a deer hiding under the table, and he just goes and locks the door. So he thinks that he's just locked his door. Now he walks into the house and suddenly he finds the tzvi inside his dining room. So what would we think? Muta. It's not really muta. He didn't realize he was doing something wrong. It's called misasek in Hilchas Shabbos. He thought he was doing something allowed, and it came out later that he found that he was doing something wrong.
Wait, he's closing it because he wants to close the door.
So we'll get to that in a second. The Ran says, first of all, he's closing the door because he just wants to lock the door. He doesn't even know that tzvi is there. Muta means that he doesn't have to open the door again to mevatel the tzeda. He doesn't have to open the door to let the tzvi out. That's the chiddush. It's a bit of a doichak in the language of the Yerushalmi. It seems muta, but that's what the Ran proposes. The Ran says, that's probably the pshat. The Rashba, and this is what he brings, he says no. He says something different. The Rashba says that the Yerushalmi seems to say, Muta nil lin oil, he knows the tzvi is there, yet because he's closing the door, because he wants to lock his door, he wants to close his house, he wants to protect his house from robbers or from maybe it's cold, he wants to close the door. Therefore, even though he knows the tzvi is there, it's allowed. Muta, it's allowed. Rashba says he seems to know, and everybody is trying to understand what this Rashba is. The Ran asks two questions. Question number one, he says, how can it be if somebody knows there's a tzvi in the house and he's having kavana to close the door, so it's true that he means to close the door because he wants to protect his house and he wants to keep out the cold. But at the end of the day, if he's doing it to keep the tzvi, the deer inside his house, this is classic melachas tzeda. Tzeda 101, this is it. This is tzeda, and therefore, I don't understand, he's doing an issa just because he's saying you're doing something allowed, you're doing something that's permitted. You're closing your door, you're allowed to close your door on Shabbos. But just because you're doing something that's allowed, you can be mechala Shabbos. You can also transgress another malacha, Meleches Tzad. Are you allowed to also do Meleches Mavir or Meleches Bishul just because you're closing your door, you're doing something that's permitted? Doesn't make sense. How can it be just because you're allowed to do one pola of closing your door, suddenly you're allowed to do the, another malacha, one the Lamentas Malacha? How can it be? Second question, even without any kavanas at all, if the Tzvi is in the house, let's say the person, he knows it's there, but he's having absolutely no kavana at all to close the door to keep the Tzvi inside. We know in the whole Kippur Shabbos, it's something called Dov Shein Miskaven. The person who's doing a malacha without having the intention of doing that malacha. So, Machalek is a Buddha, Rav Shimon, exactly whether it's Mutar, it's Asa, we hold that Rav Shimon that it's allowed. But everybody knows, Psik Reisha, there is something called Psik Reisha, which means that if you're doing this act, even though you're not having the intention to do the act which is forbidden, but you cannot say, I'm having the intention, secretion is, I'm cutting off the head of the animal, I don't want it to die, I just want, my intention is that I would like the head, I would like the horns, I want my children to play with the chicken's head, whatever it will be, I'm not thinking of the fact that it will die. That doesn't work. Even though it's Dov Shein Miskaven, Rav Shimon holds it's allowed, but it can't be. If the definition of the action is that the forbidden consequence will come out of what you're doing, that is Psik Reisha, and that will be by definition forbidden, and therefore here as well, even if he's not having any kavana at all for the deer, as soon as he closes this door, this action will be defined as Meleches Tzad, which means that it will be forbidden. So what's going on? How can the Rashba say this pshat, this Rishonim, that it's allowed, just especially if he's having kavana? Even if he's not having kavana, if the Tzvi is there, he's aware that Tzvi is there, how can he close the door to make it mutar? So, the Mishnah Berurah actually in Shinta Zayin in Halacha Vav, Mishnah Berurah is a Sifkot Mechafei, he mentions the idea of the Rashba and he says the following. Osur limel is beisoy kedei lishmer kelei beisoy. A person is forbidden to lock his door, even if his intention is to look after, to protect his house. In yodei shesh tzvi b'toichei, if he knows that there's a deer inside the house. Okay. Afal pi she'ein miskaven etzeiras hatzvi. Even though he doesn't mean, he's not intending to trap the deer. Vav psik reisha v'osur min haTorah. Psik reisha, and it's also in the Torah. Very strong words of the Shabura. Shabura says in Sharat Tzion Lamed Beis. He says two words. We understand that we better now run. The ritual. The loike rashbo. The loike rashbo, very clear. Then he continues. The culture came, even more so, in miskaven bishvil shneyem, if he actually has the intention, besides to lock the door of his house, to also trap the Tzvi, that for sure it's going to be also. Even without any intention, he says it's a secretion of Osam and HaTorah. And of course, if he's thinking of the Tzvi, then for sure, definitely 100% sure that it's also going to be also. No doubt about it. And the Sharatun in Sifkot Lamed Gimel speaks a bit more in detail about that. He says, even though the Rashba says not this way, Rashba says it's allowed. So he says, I don't understand the Rashba. But the one thing I can perhaps say about the Rashba, and he says the following, Mishnah Berurah. Although it's true that the person has two intentions. He wants to lock the door of his house and he would like the Tzvi to stay inside as well. Rashba said it's allowed. He said, I don't understand what's going on here. You're doing a psik reisha. You are trapping your deer. Says Mishnah, perhaps you can say that the person's main intention is to lock his door. Once the main intention is to lock the door, so he seems to mean that we know that in, for example, Chas Brochus, you have Iker and Tofel, right? You have the Iker, the main, the primary kavana of what you're doing, then you have something that's secondary, that can be an accessory, that can be secondary. The fact that you want the Tzvi to be there, you want the Tzvi to be there, but that's not the main thrust of your action. You want to lock the door, you want to keep the listim out of your house, you want to keep the cold out of your house, and you happen to want also the Tzvi, but that's considered secondary intention. How does that help? We're going to see in a moment. Okay. The truth is that although the Mishnah Berurah seems to say very strongly that the halacha is not like the Rashba, because he doesn't understand how can it possibly be somebody who's having an intention that intention, even without the intention, we can just ignore the intention and look at his action as being something that is defined by psikaresha, which means that as soon as the tzvi is there, whether you have the intention or not, then the closing of the door is considered trapping. The Shilta Giborim on the run, he brings a pshat. He says a few words. I'll try to understand what he's saying. The Shilta Giborim says the following. He says that in general, a psikaresha, perhaps we'll just use another example of psikaresha to bring out the point. A classic case of psikaresha is the Gemara's brought down on Shabbos and other places. Goyer Adam, a person wants to pull a bench or a chair and outside where there's earth. So Mishnah says that's right. So how does it work? If it's a light chair, so if you pick it up, okay, no problem. But here you're dragging it along the ground. So as you're going to drag it along the ground, you're going to perhaps make a furrow, some sort of indentation in the ground. So halacha is the following. If it's a very light chair, no problem, you're not going to make any furrow. Even if you drag it, you're not going to do anything, that's fine. If it's a very heavy chair, and as soon as you're going to pull it, there's no way that you're not going to make this furrow, you're going to make this indentation, so therefore it's a big problem. That's the classic situation. So if you take the chair, and it's perhaps going to happen, perhaps not going to happen, it's not too heavy. It could be you're going to make the indentation, it could be you're not. That is the case where you have the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi says, Dov Hashem Niskaven is awesome. So even if you didn't have the intention, it didn't have to happen, but it happened already, Chayev. Rabbi Shimon says, no, as long as you didn't have the intention, then that would be permitted. That would permit the next on Shabbos. But, very clear, if the bench would be a heavy bench, and you're going to put it along the ground, and for sure there's going to be a furrow that's going to be dug in the ground, therefore, then there's no way this action will be permitted, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's a classic psikaresha belongings. The Shilta Giborim says the following. He says that this psikaresha that we're talking about in our Rashba of the door of the deer, he says it's a bit different than the others. He says there is, in general, psikaresha, there's no heta in the maisa itself. And the maisa itself is forbidden. Here it's different because in the maisa itself, you actually have a heta. It's different because in the action you're doing, there is a real heter in what you do. What's he trying to say? He's trying to say the following. When you're dragging a bench, what are you doing? You're taking a bench. If the bench will make an indentation in the ground, we're talking about the heavy bench, right? It's the heavy bench which you have the psik ratio. It's going to make the hole in the ground, the furrow in the ground. This furrow is definitely going to happen. So therefore, when I see somebody dragging a bench along the ground, am I seeing a person simply dragging a bench? Or am I seeing a person digging a furrow in the ground using the bench? Psikaresha tells me that when I see a person dragging a heavy bench, I'm not looking at him as somebody who's simply moving a bench from point A to point B. I'm seeing a person pulling a heavy bench, making a furrow in the ground. That is how I define this action. This action is seen as psikaresha, means that what he's doing is this very action of Chayrish, of Boina, whatever it will be, he's pulling the action, making the hole in the ground. Okay. When it comes to our Rashba, when it comes to our case of the deer in the house, here, the Shilwurim seems to say the Rashba means the following. When I see a person closing his door, do I see a person doing the malacha of trapping, of tzedek? He says, perhaps not. I see a person closing his door. What's he doing? He's closing a door. Closing a door is a permitted action on Shabbos. I'm allowed to close my door on Shabbos. The only thing is, if there's a deer inside and I'm intending to trap the deer, that would be a problem of tzeda. But in general, people don't have deers in the houses. So in general, when I close my front door, I'm not doing an action which is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, it's true that when the deer is in the house and I'm closing the door, to close the door as I normally do every day, and I'm also doing it, as the Rashba says, to trap the deer, but here I cannot define my action as being an action of trapping. I'm looking at this action and I'm closing the door. That is a permitted action on Shabbos, and therefore, even though it's true, there is a problem of tzeida if I would do it with the only intent of trapping the deer, that would be a problem. But here, closing a door is not an action that I would define as being a Melech Shabbos. And that is the difference between this and the other psikration. Yes.
That will depend on where the deer is. If the deer is pushing against the door and he's slipping the door closed,
right,
then it'll be pretty obvious there's kaponos for
true.
Tedor.
True, correct.
If the deer's in some bedroom or upstairs and somewhere a long way away from the door, then the onlooker won't think that there's a tedor.
Let's assume the deer is under the table. Just there. He knows it's there. It's not running away anyway. It's just sitting down. It may even be sleeping. And he's closing his door. I'm doing my... Whenever I come into the house, I close the door. I don't leave the door open. Open the door. I suddenly see the deer there. I'm closing the door to close my door. But I know the deer is here. And by after Shabbos, I'll have a barbecue. His intention is definitely that as well. But the Shuligore seems to say that the Rashba is telling us closing a door is less of a maisa melocha. We cannot define closing a door as a melocha. It's true that tzeda does exist, it does it closing a door on a deer. If I know the deer is, for example, in your example, he's pushing against the door, and I'm closing the door to push the deer into the house, that would be a melacha tzeda. But in general, closing a door is not considered something that I would define as a melacha. So, to come back, the Ran brings another illustration of this. It's the same Yerushalmi that the Rashba explains. The Yerushalmi brings another example, which is actually Gemara Masechet Yoma, the end of Masechet Yoma. The case is the following. A person is standing next to a body of water, and he throws in a net. And obviously, you throw in a net, you want to catch some fish. That's something that's forbidden to do on Shabbos. It's also tzad. Another Melechet Tzedi, you know how to do it on Shabbos. Catching fish on Shabbos is forbidden. What happens if there is a person next to this lake and he sees there's a child in this lake in the middle of drowning? Instead of jumping in, he's got a net. He throws the net into the water and that's how he draws out this child. So he saved the child. He's done an enormous mitzvah of Atzolos Nefoshos. He saved the life of this child on Shabbos. No problem whatsoever with such an action. Of course, we'll commend him. Well done. Saved the life. What happens if you have This is the Yerushalmi. You have a fisherman who's standing on the side of the lake. He would like to catch fish. Shabbos, what's he gonna do? So, he's in the Eruv, he can carry his fishing net. He's standing here by the side of the lake. He sees a child drowning. He throws the net into the lake, and he pulls out the child. But he knows that the net is a fine mesh. He's going to throw it into the lake. He's going to draw out the child. There's going to be a whole catch of fish at the same time as he catches the child. He has, very similar to the idea of the Rashba, he has this kavona to save the child. It's a wonderful, commendable kavona. At the same time, he's having kavona to do the Melechet Tzeda, classic Melechet Tzeda. Obviously, he doesn't have a choice. He could jump in, perhaps, pull the child out. But he chose to do it in this way. He's doing certainly a pe'ula of atzola. For sure, he's saving the child, but he's having kavana as well for the fish. What do we say? Obviously, what's the problem? I was like, well done, excellent. He's done a maisa tzolotov. He's got some bonus fish on the side. Wonderful. That shouldn't take away the fact that his pe'ula is considered pe'ula satzola. And over there, perhaps even if you would actually have the kavana, you'd have both. Really, he's really having kavana to save to catch the fish, but at the end of the day, as long as this action is also defined as an act that will save the child from being drowned, certainly this action will not be considered a Melechet Shabbos. The Rashba who said the idea of having two kavonas, one correct and one forbidden, we understand this very well according to his explanation. He's having a kavanah for Melechet Tzeda. He's having kavanah for a hatzola of the child. That's fine. It's the same thing as you closing the door. You want to trap the deer, but you want to close the door because you want to protect your house. That's okay. The Ran that said that the case of the deer is he didn't know the deer was there. So you're going to say, well, he's running out the net. He doesn't know the child is there. That doesn't seem to be the intention of the Yerushalmi. The Ran says, no, over there he agrees with the premise of the Rashba. He just says, there it's pikuach nefesh. Kuach nefesh is something which is much more, which is something that Chazal will matter many things with pikuach nefesh. And therefore over there, even though your kavana is to save, is to, not only to save the child, but it is to catch the fish, that would be permitted as well. The I think we can explain what the Shilta Gevorim is saying, that when the Rashba says, we're looking at an action, what is this action? Is this action defined as a permitted action, or is it defined as a problematic action with a permitted aspect to it? We can all appreciate that when a person is throwing the net to catch the child, this act is certainly defined as an act of saving, act of the fact that he wants to intend to catch the fish, it doesn't really change the act that he's doing. The act that he's doing is 100% permitted. This will give us a bit more insight into what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying, you're closing your door. What are you doing? Closing your door, you're allowed to close the door. If there's not pikuach nefesh, as the Ram points out. But the idea is, once I can define this action as an action which is 100% parev, which is something which is permitted, therefore the fact that he has another intention will not disturb, will not take away from the action that he's doing to turn it into something that's awesome. Again, this is theoretical because, as we said before, the Rashba is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishneh Berurah who brings him down, well, Avraham brings him already, they say that Halacha is most certainly not like the Rashba. So why am I making such a big deal out of this Rashba? So I'll tell you why. There is a Shevet HaLevi, Voznat, Tzadik Baruch, he brings in the Sefer, in Shevet HaLevi, in Chelik Tes, Siman Samaches. He talks about a problem which we have very much in Geneva, which is the problem of electric lights with the sensors. Right? He talks about the case 30, 40 years ago. A person's walking down the street, and obviously the case, he knows that there's a light, that as he walks Friday night along the road, there's a sensor that's going to switch on the light. Is he allowed to do such a thing? Must the person avoid this place? Or does he have to cross the road? Or is he allowed to walk down this road? He knows that the light is going to switch on. Let's assume, for the time being, as the Shevet HaLevi is talking about, that he doesn't have any benefit from this light. He's not really interested in switching on the light. He's walking down the street, minding his own business, but he knows that if he's going to walk down this side of the street, he knows that the three houses along the road, there's a sensor, it's going to switch on the light. Is there any problem? So, I actually asked once, when I was a bocha, I asked Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, this question, and he told me two words, Mutar lechatchila. Mutar lechatchila. Asked him, do I have to cross the road? Mutar lechatchila. But Shevet HaLevi says the same thing. He says, it's allowed. And he explains the following. He says something very, very interesting. He says the goodness, because we're going to see what he does with his rush by something amazing. So carry on walking. You go, you're straight, you keep going, you don't have to worry. Again, I'm talking about the case of the Shevet HaLevi himself where you're not benefiting directly from the light. You don't need that light. You're not interested in the light. But we're going to see perhaps doesn't matter. But that's what the Shevet HaLevi is talking about. So we're talking outside, not inside a building. Let's say it's outside. Let's assume that is the case that we're talking about. Says the Shevet HaLevi, it would seem that if a person is walking down the road, the Rashba is talking about a case where a person knows that he's doing an action which is problematic. He wants to catch the deer. But he's doing also an act which is allowed to close the door. Right? That is the case of the Rashba. And we said the Ran argues with the Rashba. The Ran says, once you're having a kavana, you're having an intention to trap the deer, and as we said in the Mishneh Berurah, even if that intention is a secondary intention, you have your main intention is to close the door, and your secondary, by the way, intention is also to trap the deer, the Ran says it's forbidden. The Rashba says it's allowed, the Ran says it's forbidden. And that seems to be the halacha. So the Mishneh Berurah says the Shevet HaLevi the following. This discussion between the Ran and the Rashba is only in a case where we have an action, as the Shilta Gevorim explained to us, how do we define the action? When we see a person closing his door, do we see a person trapping a deer? Or do we see a person doing a completely parallel intention? He's closing his door, he's allowed to close his door. But once the deer is there, will that change anything with this power of action of closing the door? The Rashba says, power of action, it's okay. You close the door, we're not so worried about the deer. And even if you would have an intention, as much more a secondary intention, that doesn't matter. Ran says, no. As soon as closing the door is by definition a psik ratio that you're catching the deer, therefore this action will be forbidden. That's the Ran's way of looking at it. And that seems to be the halacha. Says Shevet HaLevi the following. The whole discussion between the Ran and the Rashba is with an action which what he calls a davar emtza'i, an action which is neutral. I call it neutral on purpose. Neutral means that it could be that this action, as we said before, closing your door, is something which is permitted in general, but in the context of the melacha of tzedah, it is something which is forbidden. Right? If a person would close the door when the deer is pushing against the door, we understand that's what he's doing. Obviously, he's doing the classic melacha tzedah. But closing a door in general is not tzedah, and therefore here, where you have, you're protecting your house, and you also want to catch the deer, so here you can discuss what exactly you're trying to do. The Shevet HaLevi says, what would happen if you would have an action which would be so clear that this action is completely removed from any melacha at all, whatsoever? It is an action which we could really define, no discussion whatsoever. This discussion has nothing to do with the Melechas Shabbos. Says the Shevet HaLevi, in that case, there would be no discussion. The Ran would agree with the Rashba that if you're doing an action which we could really define this action as being something permitted, no connection to any melacha, even if there is a melacha that's being done at the same time, everybody agreed that there would be no problem. And his example is walking down the street. He says, what is a person doing when you have these sensors that are going to switch on the lights? You are simply walking down the street. Can we say that you are walking, you are switching on the light, you're doing an action to switch something on? You're walking. He says, we can disconnect the fact that you're walking from the fact that you're switching on the light. Again, it's a big chiddush what he's saying, but I'm just trying to bring out the mechanics of what the Shevet HaLevi is trying to do. What he's saying is, if we have an action which is so far removed from the world of Melech HaShabbos, a person is walking down the street. This, he assumes, this would be an example of an action which has absolutely nothing to do with Melech HaShabbos in general. You're walking. You're allowed to walk. You can't say Shabbos, you've got a problem with walking. I'm walking down the street. The fact that there is a melacha going on around me, I'm walking, there's a sensor, it's going to switch on the light, it's going to do a melacha, oh, which melacha, the right is Rabbanon. Okay, we can discuss. But your action is so far removed from the world of melacha that even though this very action contains within it an element of something going on which I'm not supposed to be doing, I'm not supposed to be switching on a light on Shabbos, so I'm walking down the street and the light is going on, but I can disconnect the two things. So therefore, once I can define what am I doing, I'm walking down the street, I'm walking, this means this is a case where the Ran will agree to the Rashba. The fact that there is a psikresha, let's assume that's the problem, the psikresha that the light will go on, I can disconnect that from my action, and therefore, I will use this idea of the Rashba, that once I have one action which contains within it, I'll use the example of Pikuach Nefesh. That's perhaps a bit stronger. I'm doing an action which is so clear. I'm throwing the net into the lake to catch the child. That is so clear that action is going to be defined as an act of Atzolos Nefoshos. The fact that I may have the intention, or even if I'm not having the intention, I know there are fish that are going to come into the net. I'm going to pull out the child with the net, and they're going to be fish there. Will I define this action as an act of Meleches Tzad, and by the way, I'm saving a child? No way. This is an act of Atzolos Nefoshos. Therefore, this act, the fact that I have another melacha that's tagged on, everybody will agree that this would be an act that would be permitted on Shabbos. And therefore, says the Shevet HaLevi, and this is his goyness, he says, the whole discussion of the Rashba is la'alocha or not is irrelevant now. Because we've just said that there is a case where everybody will agree with the Rashba, la'alocha, alocha lemaisa, even the Ran, who argues in general with the Rashba, and then halacha follows the Ran, will agree with the Rashba in a case where I could find an action which I could really call an action which is really defined as a completely neutral act, walking down the street is an example, and therefore I can disconnect any other malacha that's happening on the side. Now, this svara is a dangerous svara, because once you say that, then it would seem you have the kavana, you would like it, you want the light to be switched on, you're interested, it doesn't matter. We're saying that is the case that the Rashba will agree. If we can define your action as being an action of walking down the street, which is completely muta, completely allowed on Shabbos, anything that happens along the way will be allowed. I was thinking, you know, that there is a whole discussion amongst the poskim. You're walking down the street without any lights during the day. We all know that there are satellites in the sky that take pictures, and even very high resolution pictures, exactly what we're doing, walking down the street. Is that a problem? Does that mean that I'm not allowed to walk down the street on Shabbos? Of course not. I know, walking down the street, I can completely ignore 100% what is going on. There may be a satellite that's taking a picture of me at this moment. The video cameras walking down the street. I know in London there are lots of cameras, right? They're walking down the street in the old city in Yerushalayim, right? There are cameras everywhere. Does the fact that there are cameras mean that I cannot walk? So what are you going to say to the person you know when you walk down the street? There's a camera that's taking a picture of you. There's a problem of kosev. There's a machine somewhere that's recording a picture of you. It's on a screen, perhaps. It's being saved into a computer somewhere. Okay, say the government, fine. The post can talk about it. But what we say is, the way we approach this problem is, it's true. Of course, it's happening. But I can completely disconnect what I'm doing with what's going on. I'm walking down the street. I am allowed to walk, and therefore, we cannot say a person is forbidden to leave his house on Shabbos. We cannot do that. So therefore, this action is so defined as being walking down the street that everything else can be ignored. And this is a case where everybody would agree, the halacha would agree, that the Rashba can be used halacha lemaisa. Ha ha ha.